This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicero back with the very best of the last week here on RHAP, on the weekly wrap-up. The best stuff that we have put out for you on the last 7 days, all sort of like crystallized into the best moments and the funniest jokes that we had on the podcast over the last 7 days, according to you, the listeners. This is an interactive show. We gave out the link last week in the first episode. Go to robhasawebsite.com/best of. You see something or you hear something that should be in the best of the week, we are counting on you to flag it and let us know. You could also let us know on Twitter at the Rob Has a Podcast Twitter account. Just tag us at Rob Has a Podcast on Twitter, or of course in the Rob Has a Podcast Patreon Facebook group. We got a lot of submissions this week. Please keep them coming. That I said it on last week's episode of the premiere, that the most fun thing about doing the podcast is when we have back and forth with the listeners. And it's the best feeling when we have something that we know was fun when we were making the show, but then to hear that it hit for somebody who's out there listening to the podcast, it's a really fun part of being able to make Rob Has a Podcast. Big week, lots of stuff going on. So happy to have you here on board to talk about the week gone by. And our top story at this hour, we are getting ready for another go round of Celebrity Big Brother. Celebrity Big Brother 3 is going to be coming up, launching on Wednesday night. Of course, we will have coverage after every episode. I will be there with you for the recaps. Taryn Armstrong is going to have live feed coverage going on every morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Make sure you're subscribed to all the podcasts for that so you don't miss anything. So we got our cast this week, and it was not necessarily a cast that delivered on your wildest dreams. If you were dreaming of all the different possibilities, we were certainly whelmed with the cast of Celebrity Big Brother. So one of the things that we did this week, I went live with Taryn on Wednesday night after we first learned the names, but there was a lot of like, I don't know who this person is. So we brought in Sasha Joseph to help us learn who was whom on this Big Brother celebrity cast. And the person that Sasha was the most excited to talk about was a Real Housewife of Atlanta alum, Cynthia Bailey. And there was one specific thing which was very interesting about her backstory that we really keyed in on. Here is Sasha Joseph joining Taryn Armstrong and me on the Getting to Know the Big Brother Celebrity Cast podcast, talking about Cynthia Bailey and the friendship contract. So Sasha, what can we expect from Cynthia inside of the Big Brother house? What are we going to see in a couple of days?
Yeah, so I believe that Cynthia will be in the like popular mess. Like that is her brand. She is not going to start any mess. That's not who she is. But she's always going to be best friends with someone that will start the mess. Like Nene, Kenya, right? Like anyone she's around, the housewives wise, they are like the main character, and she's definitely the best friend of the main character. And she'll like bring some drama, like some silliness rather, I should say, because my favorite Cynthia moment is when it was season 3, her then boyfriend and someone else were arguing, and she brought a friend contract for Nene Leakes to sign.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is like, to me, like top tier Cynthia. So again, she'll do things like that. And then she hosts.
Well,
like,
Sasha, can I just have you drill down on the friend contract? Yes. I thought the friend contract is a big thing.
Yeah, it's huge. Like, because again, they showed up at someone's house to do like laser fat removal. And Cynthia's like, well, actually, Nene, I need you to come downstairs with me because I need you to sign this friend contract because we have been arguing way too much because Nene called her man's the B word and, you know, all of this stuff. So Nene crazy. Anyway, so the contract literally was like, will you be my friend? Yes, no, circle one.
Will you be my friend? It was just a one pager.
No, it was like three pages. So that was like the first one. And then it's a, she gave her a candle also, I want to say. So she did get something. Nene did get something out of it. But it's a 1 year contract. You can't break it. You cannot break it unless you send a notarized letter. And it needs to be signed by the president.
The of the United States?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Was the original friendship contract signed by, I guess, Barack Obama?
I mean, that's the Constitution, I guess. I don't know. Listen, that's Cynthia for you, okay? Like, she very much is that kind of person that, like, believes in, like, we need to be together all the time.
Candy should have done this with her prenup.
Yes, correct. And anyway, so Nene does end up writing maybe and does not sign a yes or no. And then there's three rules that they do go over, which I think you should probably do for the slop.
Let me write these down. Okay, what are the rules?
The first one is, if we get mad at each other, we cannot go to bed mad at each other. Okay. We have to talk it out.
So with friends, don't go to bed mad.
You have to talk it out.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Is this a good rule, Taryn?
I mean, you don't go to bed with your friends either, usually, right? So I feel like that's going to be difficult.
And Taryn likes to go to bed early.
Yeah.
Taryn, you better figure your friendships out very early then. Mm-hmm. And then, and then they had a rule number two was we can unfriend each other unless it's a really good reason, like one of us dies. And rule number three.
What? Is that a good reason to unfriend somebody?
Oh, finally, she's dead. Thank God. I hated her.
But it's a 1 year contract. The math ain't mathing on that.
Sasha, is this like unfriend on social media? So if somebody I know, God forbid, passes away, then like I'm free to unfollow them?
No, like friend, as in like, remember rule number one, right? Like we're actually friends. Like we can't get mad at each other. We have to like love each other. So.
Okay. All right.
And rule number three is we always have to go to important events like graduations, wedding, because this is like a big thing in the Real Housewives. Like you didn't show up for my thing, so I'm mad at you. And weddings, graduation, and rehab also.
Oh boy,
you have to go to a rehab? Like what? Like they're like their graduation from rehab?
Maybe they're checking into rehab. Right.
Take me to rehab if I need
it.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. So I feel like, this is like great slop material, but Nene signs it as maybe. And she says, Cynthia's crazy. And she's like, we are not in a relationship.
Lots of great info from Sasha Joseph in the getting to know the Big Brother cast. I think we're going to be doing a little bit of catch up as we get to know these players. We're going to have our draft on Monday night, so we will probably learn a thing or two then. And of course, the premiere of Big Brother Celebrity coming up Wednesday night will be live right after that. So make sure you jump in for all of our coverage. This week, we found out the Celebrity Big Brother cast during this week's edition of The Amazing Race. And Mike Bloom and Jessica Lease and I were together once again on Thursday to talk about a interesting episode, a non-elimination leg on The Amazing Race this week. But we're having a lot of fun with Amazing Race twins, Lulu and Lala. And Lulu and Lala, they were one of the only teams to take the detour. It was bartender race, which involved like climbing a lot of stairs, or sausage in case. And so Lulu and Lala were really taking us through how the sausage is made. And Lulu and Lala had a quote that I thought at first blush was a little confusing. We talked it through with Mike and Jess on this week's Amazing Race recap. Let's check back in with Lulu and Lala, who are just acing the sausage task. It's a happy day for Lulu and Lala. I did think that this was an odd comment that they said.
Schools should teach boys how to make sausage.
The schools should teach boys how to make sausage.
Oh, I mean, it seemed relatively straightforward, the euphemism, no? Does the sausage casing not resemble something a that little you, translucent
yeah.
that you
put over
might
something
put.
Sausage shaped. Yeah,
exactly. That's I think what they're implying.
I think there's kind of a
Lulu and Lala.
That's not safe for radio.
Yeah.
Like what school teaches anybody how to make sausage?
They might start, you know?
Maybe they should start.
Bananas are out. Sausages are in.
Hey, kids. Hi, it's Lulu and Lala from KTU and The Amazing Race. Remember, when you are making sausage, always be sure to keep your sausage in its casing.
Ba, 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 ba.
Hey, kids. Hi, it's Lulu and Lala from KTU and The Amazing Race. Hey, kids, remember, when you're playing with knives, be careful. You could chop your finger off.
Hey, kids, it's Ryan. Remember, bring a foam roller in case your friend has bad cramps in his leg. I got to climbing all the stairs. Dun, 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 dun.
I didn't know that the song had an accent. Yes.
But yeah, I think that's what they, at least listen, if you know my brand, it might be go a bit blue, but if I'm picking up what they're putting down correctly, I think that's what they were going for.
Got it. Thank you, Lulu and Lala. Should I have mentioned that Mike Bloom was comparing Ryan and Dusty to Hans and Franz earlier to set that clip up? I hope you got that without the context. Fun moment from the podcast on the Amazing Race recap this week. We will be back again on Thursday with another recap of the Amazing Race 33 here as we head into week number 6. Also, big other show this week, which this next clip is going to also feature Mike Bloom, over on Survivor Global. Shannon Guss is getting ready for the kickoff of Australian Survivor, and it's blood versus water. And of course, you know that Sandra Diaz-Twine and her daughter are competing in Australian Survivor. So Shannon, as part of her preseason coverage of Get Ready, because Shannon is ready to have wall-to-wall coverage of Australian Survivor, kicking off next week with yours truly as a guest number one to kick off the brand new season. So Shannon and Mike got together. Of course, they get together every week during Survivor South Africa, and they had a cast preview, and we learned about an interesting contestant that you won't forget his nickname once you hear it. Here's Shannon and Mike from the Australian Survivor full cast assessment.
But then, and thank you to Alex Wind, who messaged me this just to make sure I would find it. And then I did, and I'm so glad I did, because then he also has a different account, and it's called the _official_juicy_Dave. The fact that I haven't said the words Juicy Dave to you in the last 5 hours is honestly just a testament how much of an adult that I am.
Dave?
Okay, so his post said, Survivor AU just got juicy. The bio says, the juicy is real. Now, it's an account that he has created clearly for Australian Survivor. There are only posts about Australian Survivor. It's clearly like a moniker he's created for himself, like Dirty Harry or whatever. His thing is Juicy Dave. Like, this is what he's going to try and make happen on the show.
That's not a thing. You know what it is? If we're running the slot machine now on not just occupations, but with adjectives, of course it's Juicy Dave. Yes, Dirty Harry. Of course, that's the name of a movie character that has one of the most infamous quotes of all time. Juicy Dave, exact level of infamy as well. Who can forget the infamous Juicy Dave from the Bible?
There aren't a lot of nicknames left in Survivor. But here's what I find bold about labeling yourself Juicy Dave, creating a social media account where you're called Juicy Dave, and saying juicy in all of your posts, other than, I guess, everything I just said. Here's the bold part, is that, so he's clearly gone on there to be Juicy Dave. That's his Australian Survivor persona.
Stop saying Juicy Dave.
But he doesn't know what the show is going to be. Like, the only person who knows if Juicy Dave is going to make an appearance is probably the editors and God. Like, what if he's made this whole Juicy Dave persona, and then he doesn't get a confessional? Like, what if he's in every confessional, like, you know, Juicy Dave makes this move, and then we just never hear about it? So I'm torn, In the 5 hours since discovering Juicy Dave, I've been torn between, like, wanting to know what the frick that is and, like, really wanting it to be on the show because it seems extremely entertaining. And we... Maybe... It seems strange in a way that I could
respond. No. I will not rest, Shannon, until I get an ounce, an iota, a millisecond of the syllables Juicy Dave on my screen.
You're wrong.
This is an iconic nickname. It needs to be put out there that someone has the audacity to come onto the show and say, I've got a name for myself. I want everyone to call me this for the rest of my life. Please, Dave is my business name. Refer to me as Juicy Dave.
I was where you were at 5 hours ago, but 4 hours ago, I thought, wouldn't it be so funny if he was trying to make Juicy Dave happen and the editors just didn't let him do it? And it has a social media account and we just never hear about it. And then we're left to wonder in our minds what the hell that was. I feel like that would be almost be funnier. So now I'm torn. Also, for everyone who was waiting to tap out of the podcast at the allowed time for the moment, this was it. This was the thing. If it wasn't clear that Juicy Dave, Juicy and Juicy.
Juicy.
I know. Juicy. Yeah.
I'm going to sip you up. You know what? Wait a minute. Juicy Dave, typical name for a vampire, is it not?
No, Mike.
Going to drink you up, drink it up the blood like juice.
Ironically, I do feel that Juicy Dave is a water. Because he otherwise seems like the most mild-mannered, like, really just, like, normal
but
person.
But could this be, like, a Jekyll Hyde situation? David's going to help build the shelter?
But then, like, oh, watch out. Here comes Juicy Dave limping out from behind the tree. Who are we blindsiding tonight? My daughter must go.
Like, he's truly showing his evil side, because when you get Juicy, that's when you get Lucy.
Yeah, well, I mean, when Alex sends
it to me... And I will guarantee, if and when Juicy Dave makes the air, that is his Real Housewives tagline. When you get Juicy, get Lucy.
It's the juice is worth the squeeze.
Oh, God. Oh, that's even worse. I love it so much. Okay.
When you get Juicy, things get Lucy, apparently. Australian Survivor. Shannon and Mike went on about Juicy Dave, I think, for 8 minutes longer, if you want to catch all of that. Get everything you need to know about Australian Survivor in the full Australian Survivor cast assessment. That clip was the most requested clip that we got from the listeners this week, all about Juicy Dave. So hopefully, for podcast sake, Juicy Dave goes on to be another legendary Dave on Australian Survivor. We had a great Survivor get on a podcast this week. It just so happened to be a podcast about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Dr. Evie Jagoda joined Maggie Morgan and Jacob Jones this week. And as Evie breaks down this week's Real Housewives, it proves the old adage, you can take the person off of Survivor, but you can't take the Survivor out of a person after it already happens to them. Here is Evie breaking down the strategy of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City with Maggie Morgan and Jacob Jones.
Regarding the bus, I feel like, would it be really miserable to be on the bus? Of course. But, like, as a tactical decision, like, they did just, like, twice now allow, like, 8 hours of, like, conversation behind their back. And so, like, the kind of, like, survivor instinct in me is, like, you can't leave camp if, like, the majority is there. And I do feel like Meredith and Mary have made that tactical error, like, multiple times this season, where they just allow everyone to stay back at camp and devise a blindside against them. And we're seeing it, like...
Wait, I love that.
That's iconic. I mean, that's so funny. I know,
because it's so true. Because they've been blindsided every time they have not been in that group setting and they got back in the, like, they've been like, oh, wait, they've been screamed at. It's so true. It's so
literally true. They're out, like, catching fish on, like, a tribal day. Like, what are you doing?
Wait, that's like kind of, oh, that comparison. They've been blindsided every time. Like, honestly, next season, Meredith, please get on that bus, even if it's right. 10 hours. Please do.
And
it.
Then they allow the information. Like, then we have this, like, really. Oh, wait. My
headphones died. Oh, did they?
Yeah. They were like, we can't handle this. So then we had that really weird cut where like Lisa Meredith like wakes up and there's like all this like info that Lisa like told her. And like when you're not there to hear the conversation yourself, you have to take like Lisa Barlow's like word for it, which is not going to be accurate. Oh, and these are the problems, you know?
TBH, I'm with you with that. And Lisa tried to cover her ass completely with that statement, but yeah.
I mean, of course.
You can go back and check out the whole recap with Evie or jump in next week with Maggie Morgan and Jacob Jones covering Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Over on The Bachelor this week, Amy and Haley were joined by Tori from the Ready to Be Petty podcast. And of course, we all know Haley Strong, famous for snack chat, knows exactly all proper etiquette about dealing with snacks. That was not necessarily known by everybody at Bachelor Manor after Shanae appeared to violate some shrimp etiquette. Let's play this clip from this week's Bachelor Rehab Up.
But then we cut back to the house, and this is where we have, I didn't know that we'd have another seafood-related scandal on the show. It's been a while since scallops from Bachelor in Paradise, but Shrimpgate, when Elizabeth is making shrimp. Now, I am a vegetarian. I do not partake in shrimp. So I'm going to need both of you to like let me know like what the etiquette is, like how much is a typical serving. I really don't know, but apparently Shanae took like half the pan for herself.
Yeah, no, you have to do some shrimp etiquette math. So that's like how many shrimp are present, how many people will be consuming the shrimp, and you have to kind of like balance it out like that. Her, like, there's 16 shrimp and she took 8 shrimp when there's like 16 people who want to share in on the shrimp is no bueno. At Christmas Eve, when my aunt puts out a shrimp ring and it's between me, my dad, my brother, and my uncle, well, then we each, you know, if it's a 25, right? we get a quarter of it. We each get a quarter. If it's me alone at home with my shrimp ring, Ethan can have 3 and I can have the rest of the shrimp ring. Shrimp is one of those things that I, as long as it's in front of me, I would not stop eating it.
So you'd be tempted to pull a Shanae, but you would restrain yourself.
Yes, I would very much be tempted. And then I also saw she posted her special shrimp recipe on Instagram today. And it's the exact way I made my shrimp today.
Okay. Nice.
I made some shrimp for a soup I was having for lunch. And she, like, down to the seasoning she used on her shrimp, like, that is how I made my shrimp today. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
That's funny that she, like, was kind of a good sport about it, posting the recipe. Definitely going to check that out because the shrimp looked so effing good. If I was there, you're right, like the shrimp etiquette, it's like you divide it by whoever's there, but I would have been tempted. I would have been like caught by the camera that was, you know, on the ceiling, like looking dead into the camera and like checking to see if anyone could see me like steal all 15. But I will like to give her the tiniest bit of credit because, you know, she doesn't deserve that much credit, but she did make more, which I thought was like nice. And she did offer it to everyone. So I totally get being that mad about shrimp. I would have been too.
If I was told there was shrimp and then I got to the place where the shrimp allegedly was and there was no longer shrimp, I would lose my mind. Love shrimp. I love it so much. I would eat 500 if I could. I would only eat shrimp. I love it that much.
Yeah, I think it's so funny too, just because it's like it's so rare that you even see these kind of scenes, and it's been a while since you've been in the mansion. Yeah. But like, that's how much like they want to show like every little thing that Shanae is getting upset about, because she's upset that then she's the one who took the shrimp and then she made more, but then Elizabeth didn't like overly thank her or look at her when she offered her second like portion of shrimp. I don't know. So it's just ridiculous. So I was enjoying that.
I feel like she's the main character in her own story.
Right.
Yes. Yes. I don't know though, as much as I love shrimp, I don't know if I would eat it in a hot tub.
That's That's fair. I, however, would. If it was presented to me, I don't care where I am. I am eating the shrimp.
Great breakdown of the shrimp etiquette, Haley. If I was there, I think that I probably just would have said, hey, Shanae, the ocean called. They said they're running out of shrimp. And then there's just like no comeback that anybody could ever say to you once you drop that on them. It would just be incredible. She would just be just trying to come up with something to say back to it. But there's really there's nothing you could say to somebody once they say that to you. Okay, you can catch more of following what's going on with Shanae and Clayton and all of the women in Bachelor Nation every week with Amy and Haley on our Bachelor Wrap Up. We are going to take our first break here on the weekly Wrap Up. When we come back, you're going to want to hear what Chappelle was up to this week. Chappelle had a project that he felt very passionately about, a show on the CW called March, and he had a very particular reason why he wanted to cover it. And we will talk about it when we come back right after this. This week on Reality TV Wrap Ups, we had a special podcast hosted by Chappelle, who is full of good ideas. In fact, that we would not have a weekly Wrap Up if it was not for Chappelle's idea to do this type of a show. So when he comes to me and says, hey, I want to cover a brand new show, it's on the CW, and it's called March because it's all about the marching band that I was in at Prairie View A&M University. It's a show that follows the story of the people that are at that college in that band, the very same one that Chappelle was in. Chappelle knows everybody that's over there. And so he got a great guest to be with him on the podcast. We're talking about the premiere of it. Chappelle has all the connections. He was joined by TT, who is actually on the show. They talked a little bit about what it's like to attend Prairie View A&M from the recap of the premiere of CW's March.
The show opens with none other than my guest here, TT. As we jump into the episode, we start with the introduction of the Marching Storm and the explanation of what Prairie View A&M HBCUs are and what the style and difference between a historically black college and university is like as compared to its like predominantly white counterparts. And so we see the students here saying that the HBCU style is all about competitiveness and culture and swagger. And I definitely can agree with that. Like I've worked in education at many different levels at many different schools, and there's just nothing like a historically black college and university, especially Prairie View A&M. So just some background about Prairie View A&M. This is the second oldest public institution of higher ed in the state of Texas, second in age, but second to none, of course. Opened in 1876, the same year as another A&M school that was located about 45 minutes down the road. Mm-hmm. Because Prairie View was established during the Reconstruction period after the Civil War because black people were not allowed to go to Texas A&M. In fact, due to the Texas Constitution, the Constitution pledges that Texas A&M and Prairie View had to be created because separate schools had to be created to provide for the white and the colored children, and impartial provisions shall be made for both. So when they made Texas A&M, they had to make Prairie View A&M, and they are linked by law as outlined in the state constitution of Texas, which is crazy. But I feel like that's something that they drill into our heads as Prairie View students. Would I be right in saying that, TT?
Yeah, one thing you're going to learn first once you come to Prairie View A&M University as a freshman, especially if you get to go to Panther Camp, is the history of Prairie View A&M University. You're going to learn about the Unknown Eight. You're going to learn about how we were built on a plantation. You're going to learn about the previous names of the university. And you're going to learn about the grass that you are not allowed to stand on and why you're not allowed to stand on that grass. And what does it mean? And what does it signify for not only our HBCU, but for so many HBCUs? And I think that that's really important because it's easy to live lost. Mm-hmm. So when you come, I think that's why HBCUs are so important because you get to realize who you are and where you come from and how standing on history is going to catapult you into the future, more aware of who you are and what you're more capable of, what people sacrifice for you to be here. So, you know,
yeah.
I get to preaching, child.
No. This is the time. That was beautifully said. That's the history of Prairie View and a little bit about HBCU.
Even if you didn't catch March on the CW this week, this is a great podcast to listen to. Lots of great backstory about Chappelle and what he has done prior to becoming a podcasting superstar. That is in the Reality TV Rehap-Ups feed. Chappelle talking about March. Next up, we want to bring you a clip from one of our newest Rehap-Ups, Pod Friends. This week, Matt Scott is interviewing somebody he knows particularly well. He got the chance to interview his wrestling Rehap-Up tag team partner, Mari Forth. And in this clip, Matt and Mari talk about some of the origins of how the wrestling Rehap-Up came to be. In this clip from this week's edition of Pod Friends with Matt Scott.
Mari's the boss here. Mari's the boss. She's the EST of RHAP and the Wrestling Rehap. But like, where did that, the seed of the idea kind of start for you? And maybe we go from there, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess the seed is I have to shout out my husband, James Forth, and our best friend, like Havan. They are the ones who got me back into wrestling. Both of them, my husband works, he went to school in like for the film industry, and his best friend Havan there, he's a writer and he's an actor right now. And when we all got back into wrestling, that's when we all would constantly talk and we were constantly like, oh, we could book this better. Like every wrestling fan thinks they can book it better, you know, and they're writers, and we wanted to start our own wrestling podcast, but the timing didn't work. You know, production didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were all busy. We all had different schedules. We had a great idea. It's nothing like the Wrestling Rehap-Up at all. But that's what sparked in me, like thinking like, maybe I could do a wrestling podcast. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I could do that. So when we became the class of 2020 and, you know, Rob was asking for, you know, if you have any ideas, pitch to us. I was like, you know what? I want to pitch a wrestling podcast because it's something that Rob did not have on his channel. It is very closely, we talk about how it's very closely related to reality TV. Mm-hmm. Even so far as we had reality TV stars, both, you know, on wrestling and in reality, exactly. You know, vice versa. And then, you know, you DM'd me, and then that's how the magic happened. We both just happen to be wrestling fans who are in the class of 2020. And we're very lucky that worked out, because that could have went left, couldn't it? Well, because we didn't even know each other.
Well, no, exactly. It could have been. And it's so funny because I think the way that I remember it, and I did not, I'm never going to go back to
check. It was you first. Like,
oh, I know it was me, because I think if I had to assume anything, it was either I saw like wrestling fan in your, I probably saw wrestling fan.
I think I tweeted something about wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, we're in the class of 2020. That's so cool. Yeah. And this was also for me, I'll say, this was at a point where I'd done a few of the BB23 podcasts, and I never did live feed updates with Taryn.
Right.
I still don't do those just because like, that's
too much pressure.
But also it's like the time of day too comes with that, and it's just a lot of things. And you know, I remember I messaged you and I was just like, shout out, hey, that's cool that you're a wrestling fan. Like, I'm a wrestling fan, but like, not to the, I mean, I was a huge wrestling fan growing up. I feel like I'm like at the peak of my fandom is a very complicated word, but I'm probably at the peak of my wrestling fandom now in a lot of ways, right? And you know, one thing I wanted to bring up too is like, I genuinely feel, and this is kind of where I have to thank you. I genuinely think like there's a good chance I wouldn't have still been in RHAP if not for you and the wrestling Rehap-Up, which like comes to mind for me. But like, it's literally like the butterfly effect of if there was no wrestling Rehap-Up, like we're not talking about Young Rock with Rob Sesternino a year ago. Yeah. We're definitely not doing any of the wrestling podcasts. we're probably not podcasting together. Mm-hmm. I can't think of, we're not talking about the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Later this year. Like there are all these different, we're not talking about the challenge or whatever.
Yeah.
The homecoming real 2 days yeah. ago or mm-hmm. whatever. And so like, I don't know. It, to me, I have to credit you so much for even just like still being an RHAP because like, I don't know, like shout out to, I won't name names, but like the RHAP production team, maybe they would have called me up for Survivor, the top 40. There's a chance, but like, yeah. I've convinced myself, like, no, if not for the Wrestling Rehab, I would not still be an RHAP. So I have to like give you credit for that. And I hope you take that rather than convincing me that my vision of reality is false. Cause I really believe it.
I will take a little bit of credit. However, I just want to point out that you are a great podcaster. Like everybody loves the voices, the black voices of RHAP. Yeah. You know, they're going to love Pod Friends. You know,
well, no, they, I mean, it's already,
they love
cool
it.
To, it's already, yeah. they already love it. It's cool. It's cool to get the feedback too.
That was a really fun part of Matt's interview with Mari. Lots of great backstory about Mari, about how she grew up in Hawaii, where she went to college, how she got into the career that she's in, what it's like podcasting with a family. Lots of great stuff that we get to hear behind the scenes stories because of Pod Friends. So be sure to check it out. We have a brand new Pod Friends podcast feed. You can subscribe and make sure you don't miss any episodes of Pod Friends when you go to robinswebsite.com/podfriendsfeed. Of course, those episodes are also available in our reality TV Rehap Ups feed. All right. One of our other new Rehap Ups is the sports Rehap Up, where every week Grace Leader is talking about the biggest stories in the world of sports with great guests. And this week, she had the Challenge Rehap Up co-host Brian Cohen and Third Wheel Zach from Renap and the Ang In There podcast were talking about the NBA. And they were talking about the Ben Simmons situation. And Grace and Brian and Zach talked about what might be a similar situation in the world of podcasting on the latest edition of the Sports Rehap Up.
Some of my favorite sports stuff is the really like mechanical stuff. I love trade deadlines. What's coming in the trade deadline? Is it like, is Ben Simmons, is that the biggest name who will be traded? Trade deadline?
Yeah, that's the biggest name, but the Philadelphia is asking for a lot for him and he might not be traded by the end of this year. So if he's not traded, he plans on sitting out the whole year and just waiting out. Yeah, and signing with another team or something like that. So
wow, what a good sport.
I know.
Yeah.
What is the history of sports? Has it ever worked out for the player to sit that entire year? I feel like that, like, how many more examples do we need that this is just a horrific decision to do?
And especially because he's the one who failed them in the playoffs, too. Like, there was a possession last year where he had a wide open dunk and then he passed it off to his teammate who missed a layup. And he was the kind of the player who choked. And now he's just sitting out. So I love Ben Simmons as a player, or I used to, but now I'm not really a fan.
I mean, since I was drafted in the NBA, I've sat out every year. All right, that's the NBA.
I'm going to tell Allie, I'm sitting out all next challenge season, pulling out for a better contract.
Yeah. I wanted to be traded stronger. To, what podcast should we trade you to?
Trade me to the Bachelor podcast, trade me there.
Brian, we have invented the off, you know, the sports wrap-up offseason where we make podcast deals. This is going to be very fun. What trades should we make? No, we won't do that. It feels like maybe it could hurt some feelings.
And don't put that on RHAP out of context, please, Twitter. Don't make Allie mad at me for saying that.
All right, fun stuff from the Sports Rehap Up. Just in case any other podcast networks are listening, we are. I'm not hanging up the phone if you call up and make me an offer for Brian Cohen. I'm just saying, okay, podcast trading deadline is coming up. So, you know, it's a hot stove podcast season around here. Of course, check out the Sports Rehap Up every week in our reality TV Rehap Ups feed. Let's get back to 90 Day Fiancé. Every week on Monday, I get to talk with Pooya Zambakili, Mr. 90 Day Fiancé, about what's going on in the world of 90 Day Fiancé. We have been following the story of a couple, Mike and Jimena. And last week, Jimena, I think we played it in this show that I think it might be two in a row for Mike and Jimena. We got the story about how Jimena has had some real winners in her past in terms of her exes. She was, you know, not too long ago was seeing a hitman. She has one of her kids' parents is in jail. And so, you know, and Mike had to just sort of like, oh, okay, well, I didn't know those things, but I'm going to roll with it. This week, we found out what Jimena's deal breakers are. Significantly less, in my opinion. Let's hear a little bit about how Jimena is going to unload on Mike some of the things that he is doing that are about to end this relationship before it even starts. And so Mike sits down with Jimena and he gets to hear from Jimena by way of the translator, the not ideal way to start any conversation.
I have things I want to talk to you about that I do not like about you.
I love that this is coming from the robot audio, because it makes me feel like it's the start of a dubstep song. Like, then the beat drops right after that. I do not like about you. Boom, boom. Like, just get ready to party.
I have things I want to talk to you about that I do not like about you.
No. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, what?
It feels like entrapment. You get here, you're having a nice sit down, then this comes up. You're like, all right, demeanor switch.
I have things I want to talk to you about that I do not like about you.
Okay.
What are those things?
Like what? Yeah. And man, this is, well, your cleanliness. You leave clothes everywhere. Like, okay. I'll work on that. All right. I've only been here like 3 or 4 days, but yeah, I guess so. Like, I guess if I get, when I get like a dresser or like a drawer, I think I could work. Like, I don't really know where the laundry is or anything here. Yeah. I mean, I will work. I can work on that. That's, I can fix that.
Doable.
And then it says, you don't have to burp in front of me.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
You didn't do that.
Yeah. And also, you don't have to fart in front of me.
Please.
Yeah.
If you may.
Mike tells her, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen.
Well, it takes us out of the mood there, Mike. So maybe you don't want to do that, please.
So, again, some of these things, maybe the translation was off, but it sounds like that Mike was told then, the fact is, you are already an old man.
Yeah. Yeah. Factually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not going to live like I'm your mother.
No. I mean, again, she doesn't want another child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Mike says, I'd like to work on these things together with you. I can get better. She says, you have to change a lot of things or I will not marry you. I, who has a lot of baggage, will not marry you.
Yeah. If you fart, we break apart. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm not too bullish on the prospects for Mike and Jimena, but you can follow the drama every single week when Puya and I are covering 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days. You can hear that in our 90 Day Fiancé podcast feed or in the main podcast feed here during the Survivor offseason. Also, here's my impression of me going through my Twitter mentions.
I have things I want to talk to you about that I do not like about you.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. Okay. Also, this week, I talked about more people. I talked to a lot of people going on dates this week. This was actually a very busy week for me talking about dating shows. Okay, so I talked about a 90 Day Fiancé. Then, Thursday night, got together with Jenny Autumn once again. And we talked about a wild night on Joe Millionaire, for richer or poorer. And for some reason, that this was very important to for the Joes to take all the women left on a camping trip. And that, just like every week on Joe Millionaire, that they get the women on the show very intoxicated and then talk to them. And so there was one woman in particular this week, Brianna, who was the most drunk of all the women on Joe Millionaire. And she had to have a conversation with Martin, the butler, the pseudo host of Joe Millionaire. And she was a little down on herself. Jenny Autumn and I were trying to see, in case she's listening, if we could bring her back up on the latest recap of Joe Millionaire, for richer or for poorer. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Brianna and Martin the butler.
I hate some lotion. Doesn't it smell good? It
smells delicious. Okay, I'll just throw my hand.
Tell me Brianna is not a star, okay?
She's a star. Also, I do think that this does add to the theory, which we see on social media, that they the women might be very underfed, considering that Brianna is eating hot dogs off the floor and then contemplating maybe ingesting lotion.
Yeah. She needs some calories.
Doesn't it smell delicious?
I just squirt this right on this ground hot dog. They didn't give us condiments.
There's no mustard.
Yeah. Forget the mustard. The mustard. Yeah. It's camping time.
Okay. All right. But then things take a turn, Jenny.
They've been taking turns.
Warning, this is going to get a little sad right now. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. This is hard to hear in the sound clip. It does get lower thirded on the screen. I take it that this was a longer conversation that got cut down. Brianna confides in Martin the butler. I'm ugly.
The interesting part about the subtitle is ugly had a question mark where she was like, I'm ugly? Like, is she asking?
Was there a question in
I
that?
I swear.
Yeah, let's see. I'm asking. I'm not doubting what you saw. I'm asking the question of that. Should there have been a question mark there?
Well, that was the interesting part for me, was that it said I'm ugly with a question mark, but it didn't sound like her voice went up as if it were a question.
Yeah, I don't think it was a question.
Yeah.
I want to take a moment.
But she was looking for confirmation, right? Like she was asked. She was kind of asking, right?
Just fishing, maybe. Yeah. Hook, line, and sinker, as we say in my country. I want to take a moment to open the podcast and talk to Brianna. Brianna, look, I am not a fake butler. I am but a simple podcaster.
Yes.
But you made it onto Joe Millionaire. Okay. You beat out literally tens of other women to be a part of the third season of the iconic Joe Millionaire.
Or the first season, depending on how old you are.
If you're, if you're younger than 25, it's probably the first season for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you are a beautiful queen. You eat hot dogs off the floor. Not just anybody can do that with grace. Mm-hmm. You did it, Brianna. You hold your head up high, or as high as you can after 8 or 9 White Claws.
You managed to get drunker than Rachel, and you're still here.
You got advanced. You're on the show next week.
Yeah, like you're killing it.
You're killing it, Brianna.
Honestly, she. I already liked her. She became my favorite this episode. She was perfect front to back, and I don't want her to ever doubt herself ever again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, Brianna, you got this.
You don't get on this show if you are ugly. Mm-hmm. You just don't.
Yeah, they would not even have gotten you to Lakeshore Manor. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That much, you like, take that to the bank. We didn't even get into it in this clip. This woman, Brianna, then is so drunk, then she's going to fall off of a carnival ride in a matter of minutes on Joe Millionaire. You can hear about all of the Joes and everything else that's going on another week of Joe Millionaire, for richer, for poorer. That's in the main podcast feed. All right. Then I had the honor of getting to talk about season 3, episode 7. It was a dual podcast recording that we got together with Kirsten McInnes on the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast. We had one night when we could record with Akiva. And so this week's Renap is going to feature our season 3, episode 7. We recorded a mailbag too. You'll hear that on Renap. It already went out in the Hot Dummies on Islands feed. And so we got to talk about season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle, which was very fun to get to show that to Akiva. That was my one condition when Kirsten was ready to podcast season 3 of Too Hot to Handle. I said, please, can Akiva and I come on for a season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle? It was everything I hoped for and more. Here we are talking about my idea for how to potentially subvert the wonderful Too Hot to Handle with Kirsten McInnes on the Hot Dummies on Islands recap of season 3, episode 7 of Too Hot to Handle. You know what? If there was somebody who was smart and thirsty enough on this show, what they should do is on the first night say, look, everybody here, we're all just going to do whatever we want. Let's call their bluff. They're not going to have a show with $0 by tomorrow. Let's go. They'll put more money in the pot. Trust me.
So everyone should just go wild on night one. And they'll have no show.
$0. And listen, they'll figure out a way to put more money in the pot.
Can you be kicked off the show for like too much smooching or whatever?
No, they only kick you off for being boring.
Really?
Yeah, two people got kicked off because they weren't engaging with the workshops and also weren't hooking up.
You can this break season? All the rules. Yeah.
Like every season. This season. Every season. Like, Nathan and Holly have lost over $100,000 for the group, and they are still on the show. Yeah.
Why can't you vote someone out? There should be a vote-off option like 3 episodes in. Do you want to vote off a couple?
Why?
It's for entertainment, not for their personal... Like, I don't care about their personal development.
The producers vote off any boring people that don't want to play ball.
And do they ever bring people in the middle of the season?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
They do, yes. And the... Obi and Olga were brought in late, and Jackson, Brianna, and I still can't really say his name properly. Like Harry.
Harry's a hard name to say.
No,
there's Harry.
There's Harry.
Who's like from South Africa, and it's with a G, and it's pronounced like it's not Harry, but it's like kind of Harry.
Can I ask you a question? Kind of.
Yes.
The guy with like a lot of tattoos and like looks like he probably has never showered before in his life.
The Wish Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. You don't like that guy, right, Kirsten?
No, he's the worst.
Okay, good. I was just nervous. I could be friends.
Oh my God. You think that's my type?
No, I don't think that's your type, but I got nervous that like, I don't know. A lot of women like Pete Davidson and men don't understand. I just wanted to make sure.
Pete Davidson is a, like, it's like, you know, sometimes people like to do home improvement projects to like make a nicer home for themselves.
Sure.
Pete Davidson is the human version of a home improvement project for women, you know, like he looks like he's a little anemic. You want to give him a nice meal, wrap him in a warm blanket. And Ariana Grande said that he's packing, so that's also part of it.
But this guy,
BDE Akiva.
But yeah, this guy to me, like, it's a deal breaker as a human being if you're into that guy. I feel like.
We had a lot of fun with Kirsten the other night. You can check that whole podcast out with Kirsten, plus a little of the behind the scenes on the Renap episode that we're going to put out this weekend, where we talked about what we were about to do. So there's a little bit of like 10 minutes from before we started recording that podcast that you'll hear in Renap, and then a mailbag as well. So check out Hot Dummies on Islands. Plus, the finale of Too Hot to Handle is coming up this weekend in the Hot Dummies on Islands podcast feed. Jam-packed panel. Kirsten's got Puya, Jenny Autumn, and Lavina to talk about the final 3 episodes of season 3 of Too Hot to handle. All right, I've got one more clip for you here today. Let's go back and get some more with Uncle Kiwi on the latest episode of Renap from last weekend. We watched the premiere of Hulu's How I Met Your Father. Jason Reed had been on an episode of Renap a while back called Spinoffs Are Trash, and we watched the pilot of How I Met Your Dad, which was not picked up. We talked about how when How I Met Your Father when came out, it was announced like right after that. People said it was because of Renap. I said, okay, when it airs, we have to talk to Jason about it. So that's what we did. We watched the first two episodes of How I Met Your Father on Hulu, starring Hilary Duff. And in that conversation, somehow we got on the subject of talking about a certain Amazon home assistant person that you talk to and answers questions, and my feud with them over a disagreement that I was having with my son, Dominic. This is from the latest episode of Renap with Jason Reed, watching How I Met Your Father. Jason, I'm actually beefing with Alexa right now over that. My kids, or my son, my oldest son, Dominic, has gotten very into Godzilla, and he's watching a lot of Godzilla stuff. And then he saw something on YouTube where he saw like a YouTube video where they claimed that, like, oh, a news report, Godzilla is real. And he started spiraling about how Godzilla is real and what Godzilla has atomic breath. Oh, my God. He said, don't, Dominic, Godzilla it's not real. It's not real. And I said, look, ask the Alexa. And he goes, okay, Alexa, is Godzilla real? And frickin' Alexa says, yes, Godzilla is real, but has not been seen for 1,000 years. And he's like, oh, see,
it's
a joke. It's joking.
Alexa, tell me you're joking. Tell him you're joking, Alexa.
I do not understand that request. And then he's like, Mom, look, I just asked it. It said it's real.
Alexa, I'm taking you back and I'm getting a Google Home. That's it.
Yeah. Kiva, I'm incensed.
Yeah, now, you know, going forward, like, you have to just ask Alexa first. You have to, like, ensure the answer goes your way before you ask.
Also, I'm going to start up a Twitter thread that I'm going to keep updating of bizarre questions that I have an Echo show that the one that has, like, it's like a little iPad, and it's and sometimes it's like trying to, like, bait me to ask it questions, like and it'll have like a question on the screen of like, ask me this question. How tall is Jose Altuve? It's like, I don't know. I never thought of that before. But why do you want me to ask that? And then it says on it, what is Michael Strahan's net worth? Like, first off, didn't Michael Strahan just go to space with Jeff Bezos? Why did it not go well? Why are they trying to out Michael Strahan's net worth on my Alexa?
Doesn't make Strahan sense. Bought like stock in Amazon. He just wants to brag about how rich he is.
Yeah, and then Kiva, another one. The other day I walked past it. It's like saying on the screen, ask me what is Machine Gun Kelly up to these days? Like, why?
Oh, it's listening, Rob. It's listening.
That's the last question.
It's listening.
Can I be honest? I think you got to throw Alexa out, like, right now. Just get rid of Alexa.
It's only for bad.
It's a force of evil. It's a force of evil.
Yeah, and that was a true story. Just to prove it, I've got my phone out right now. Is Godzilla real?
Yes, but he hasn't been seen in over 1,000 years.
Why are you telling my kids this? About Godzilla, Alexa. Come on. What is going on? What's going on? Okay. All right. Well, I don't want to get worked up again, but that was the best of the week. That's the week on Renap and on RHAP. So we've got a really big week coming up as Celebrity Big Brother is going to be kicking off this week. We're going to have extensive coverage. I was asked in the Rob is a Podcast patron Facebook group, how are you all planning to cover Celebrity Big Brother? I responded very hard. With intensity, like Godzilla's atomic breath. That's what we're going to be doing, because we're going to be like five nights a week with the recaps of the Celebrity Big Brother, plus all the live feed updates, roundtables. We got the slop coming back for Celebrity Big Brother. Should be a very sloppy season of Celebrity Big Brother. So we have all that, plus everything else that was already going on prior to Celebrity Big Brother. So it's going to be a jam-packed week. We should have plenty for the best of the week coming up 1 week from now. Of course, you can help us find all of the best moments and topics and things that came up on all the podcasts when you use the link robisawebsite.com/bestof or tag at robisapodcast on Twitter. Then just let us know what you're looking for. We'll find the time codes. Don't overthink it. Just let us know what you're enjoying. And that helps us find all of these great clips for the show. It's a great time to become a patron of Rob is a Podcast, especially once we hit February 1st. robisawebsite.com/patron. But more than anything, I hope you're enjoying the shows. We love to hear from you. So the people I think that are listening to these shows are the people that I think are probably enjoying the podcast already so much. So it's so nice to have you on board. Thank you again for checking out another edition of the Weekly Rehap Up, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.